The cochlea is the part of the inner ear involved in hearing. It is a spiral-shaped cavity in the bony labyrinth, in humans making a 2¾ turn around its axis, known as the modiolus. The name cochlea derives from the ancient Greek cochleus, meaning spiral or snail shell. Very low-frequency sound waves below 20 Hz, known as infrasound, travel the complete route of the cochlea all the way to the helicotremor. When sound waves enter the ear, they strike the eardrum, causing it to vibrate. Tiny bones in the ear transmit these vibrations to the fluid in the cochlea, where they travel along the narrowing tube that winds into a spiral. The spiral shape causes the energy in the waves to accumulate against the outside edge of the chamber, similar to the whispering gallery effect, where whispers traveling along curved walls of a circular chamber can be heard anywhere along the walls of that space. Lord Rayleigh, who experimented at St. Paul's Cathedral in the late 1870s, found that sound waves creep horizontally along the inside of the curved wall of the dome by a process of reflection. The effect is heightened if you whisper along the wall rather than at the wall. The more marginal the angle, the clearer the whisper. Infrasound are sound waves with a frequency below the lower limit of human audibility and is characterized by an ability to get around obstacles with little dissipation. Some animals, such as whales, elephants, hippopotamuses, rhinoceroses, giraffes, okapis, peacocks, and alligators are known to use infrasound to communicate over distances up to hundreds of miles in the case of whales. Some animals are thought to perceive the infrasonic waves going through the earth caused by natural disasters. An example of this is the 2004 Indian Ocean earthquake and tsunami. Animals were reported to have fled the area hours before the tsunami hit the shores of Asia. Research in 2013 by the US Geological Survey suggests that homing pigeons use low-frequency infrasound to navigate.